You thought you were getting out early, people.
Not the case, friends. Sit down.
We wanted to share a little bit more this morning about our capital campaign. As you know, we didn't have worship services last week, and we had some plans to get groups of people together to share about what's going on and the exciting things the Lord is doing. But because we canceled that worship service, and we wanted to honor our pledge to you that this campaign would be completed halfway through the month of February, we just decided to go ahead and take this opportunity to address the whole church. And so we're just going to share a little bit this morning about the I'll Be With You campaign, this campaign that we feel like the Lord has given us. And this is kind of founded on the verse Joshua 1:9. But instead of me sharing it with you, I have a video of someone who wants to share this verse with you. So we need sound, because you're going to want to hear this cute little voice. Yeah. That was video was taken June of 2016, and that puts Rosie at about 2 years of age at that time. And I wanted her to share that verse with you because that's the legacy that we're passing on to our children that Val was speaking about. That's us investing in. Much of this campaign has been about us determining what do we need to do for today and tomorrow to continue the legacy of faith that this community has embodied and demonstrated for so many years. I have been at night telling my children stories before bed for years now. That's kind of our little ritual. We tell a story, I sing them a song, we pray, I kiss them. It only takes 45 minutes every night. And I've been making up stories. And a few weeks ago, my creativity was pretty low, and I thought, I'm just going to start telling you the Star Wars saga. And they have really liked it. And they are always interested to find out what happens next, but I'm trying to stretch this out, so I'm doing it in installments. And last night, I kind of left them on a cliffhanger, and Rosie's like, Dad! You need to keep going. We need to find out how they finally put a stop to Dark Vader. That's not his name. It's fine. I can't convince her otherwise. And I said, well, here's the thing. You're just getting chapters, and you're just getting slices. And really, when you think about the story of this church, you are just participating in a chapter of the life of the church. There were those who came before us, who built this incredible legacy that we have lived into, and then there are going to be those after us that we're not going to know and we're never going to meet that are going to continue the legacy. So really, we're participating in a story, and this is our chapter. And the thing that I was noticing as I was telling the Star Wars story is something that's true of every good story, and that's that when the lead character is put in a position, they have a choice. They're normally put, they're shoved into situations beyond their control. They wish they didn't have to do it, but they have to make a choice, right? Luke Skywalker was forced into a situation. He had to make a choice. Is he going to engage in the story, or is he going to sit it out? And so as we get ready to conclude this campaign over the next several weeks, we're going to be sharing with you where we're at, and we're going to be inviting you to participate. I just want to let you know that this chapter, this situation that we're in, God has put us in a situation that we're going to respond to. Whether you participate in the campaign or not, you're being put in a situation where God is inviting us into that larger story. And just like all the good stories that we've ever had, probably we wouldn't have chosen it if we wanted to. I will tell you for a fact that I would not have chosen my first 3 years as a pastor and my first church ever to undertake a capital campaign. That was not on my list of things that I wanted to do. And yet, here we are in the situation in front of us. And the question isn't anymore, do you like it or not? The question is, are you going to participate in what God's doing so that we have another chapter of people responding in obedience to the great legacy of faithfulness of those who've gone before us? I can't put this in any clearer terms. We really need all of you to participate in this campaign. It's been exciting watching the progress. We're going to continue to update you on the progress. But flat out, we will not achieve our goal if everybody doesn't participate. So whether you have been somebody who's faithfully given for years, like it or not, you've been put in a situation where we're asking you to respond even more with obedience, even more with prayerful discernment among your family. What can you contribute to this thing that God's doing? And if you've never given a gift in your entire life to Park Street for any number of great reasons, we still want you to participate in this. This could be your first gift to this community, a gift of responding to saying, we've discerned as a community, this is what God's calling us to, and we're recognizing now that it's going to take a community to meet the need that lands before us. I am really, really grateful of the legacy of those who have come before us. And I think Val nailed it on the head. I keep thinking of the legacy that this cohort of older, faithful saints is demonstrating to those of us who are in the prime of life. Can I say that? That's where I'm at. I don't know about you. Of just faithful surrender, even if it's not their preference. Even if it's not their favorite thing in the world, they're recognizing that they are giving a gift to the future. And we're watching. We're watching, right? So when it becomes our turn in a couple years and they're listening to God knows what kind of music during worship services, we're going to remember those who demonstrated what faithfulness looks like, even as you are rounding home towards glory. That's like the best analogy for dying I've ever come up with. Praise the Lord. So Jim Hess and Jerry Sider, they've been so instrumental in this campaign. And they're going to come up and share some of the specifics of how and what we need to do to get there. They've put in so much time, so much prayer, so much energy in this campaign. It's not been just the staff at all. It's been a huge cohort of people. They're going to share a little bit about the specifics of what we need to do to make sure that we're living into this legacy. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nate. Good morning. I would like to have anybody that was here in 1995 stand up. Okay. Look around the room, everyone. This is the group that prepared us for this next step that we're taking, because they had the foresight and the vision to build this facility. That's what we're doing now as a community of people. We're having the foresight to look down the road at what is needed, not only now, but down the road. Thank you all. Okay, we have some slides this morning, which will make this easier for me. Right now, we have the mountain climber that Nate has been talking about for the last few weeks. That mountain climber is, halfway up, off, but he said we've traveled a long ways, which the slide was before. We're at 124 right now, 135 right now, toward our 18 goal. And then the next slide will show you how we've gotten there. We had a phase one back before the beginning of the year, and we were able to raise $1.2 million from our community of people. And now we're into phase two, and that's why we're here, because we had last week scheduled, and we didn't have church. So we wanted to bring it to all of you in one setting so you have a chance to take a look. We are in phase two. We need about $600,000 to finish the campaign. And if you haven't seen the brochure, we're going to give you an opportunity to have one of those to take with you today. But you know that we're renovating this space to become our worship space. We are renovating the kids area, which we really feel strongly about, to make sure that we have the space we need. Right now, we don't have the space. We're doing with what we have. But we'll be expanding and renovating and doing all these things across the way. And safety is the number one thing on that list for our kids. And then we'll be building a new just space for the kids to be able to play that we can have small banquets in. It's about a 5,000 square foot. So if you cut this in about half, it would be about this big, okay? And so that's where we're at as of today. Now, I'm going to turn it over to my buddy here, and he's going to bring it home.
Thanks, Chair. We really owe this guy a lot of gratitude. In addition to all the things he's doing, he agreed to take this on, and he has put in a lot of time and energy. So if you're a hugger, give him a hug when this thing's over, because clapping for him isn't near enough. But yeah, so here's where we're at. We're at the 135 today. And as we did in our first phase or lead gift campaign, Jerry kind of helped us understand what level of giving we need in order to get the 1.2. And so he broke it all down for us, and God was faithful, and we were able to get to the 1.2 pretty much following the model that Jerry and the steering committee helped design. So to get to the 600,000 in phase two, he and the steering committee has also kind of broken down what we need to do in order to finish that. And that's what you're seeing behind me right now. So to do the 600,000, we need about 30 families to commit at a level of $10,000 or more over a five-year window. So that would be roughly $2,000 a year or more. And we need an additional 30 families to commit between $5,000 and $10,000 over a five-year window. And we need in total about 150 pledges. So if you think about it, that's most all of the families that worship here. So our hope is that we are going to get a significant number of you that are willing to participate in this with us. And then 30 at the 10,000 or more level and 30 at the 5 to 10 level. And as you can see in the graph behind me, that would put us at the level we really need to be at for this. We believe it's doable. I just talked to Tony in the back. We, in phase two, we have two families at the $10,000 level so far. We have four at the $5,000 to $10,000 level so far, so we are well on our way to reaching that 30. So what we're really asking you to do at this point, as you're leaving today, there's a table right behind that curtain, and on that table there are brochures and pledge cards. If you have not already made a pledge to this campaign, we would ask you to take a brochure and a pledge card. The brochure will give you a little bit more details about what we're doing, and the pledge card would be your response and what you would be willing to do to be part of this with us, okay? We are planning to wrap this up by February 17th, which is three Sundays from today. So we would love you to either mail your pledge card in after you go home and pray over it, or you may bring it back here next Sunday. We're going to have boxes that you will be able to put the pledge cards in if that's easier for you. And then you will be getting updates from us each week. Either Jerry or I will be up here just giving you a real quick 3 to 5 minute, here's kind of where we're at on the thing, and we'll probably have Nate's amazing man climbing the mountain at the same time. So that's kind of where we're at. But we just want to encourage you, at whatever level you feel like God has put on your heart to participate. Every one of us being a part of this is really, really going to matter. Because this campaign is not only impacting the ministry today, which it is. This is going to be better for kids. It's going to be better for us. It's going to provide some potential for us to grow into the future. This is also about all the ministries that we do today outside of here. This is about ministries in Chicontla and all these other places that's all resonating from what takes place here. So this is not about bricks and mortar, people. This is about ministry and the ministry that happens inside of these walls. When we did this building in 1995, my sons were 14 and 11. And I was just thinking, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm emotional about this. There's nothing emotional about this other than I'm thinking about how old I am now, okay? But, and she's still young. She was 25 back then. When my son was 14, okay? So they were 14, 11. They had no clue about what's going on, but I think about now. Neither of them live in Ashland, but one of them is married with three amazing grandchildren. The ministry that is happening through that legacy. My other son is a coach and a teacher, and you all know how important those young people are in the schools today. That all happened because of what took place here, right? So these little people that we're carrying around now and that we're doing this thing for, it isn't just because they're going to someday be up here doing this. It's because wherever they go, they're going to take with them what we did in this season. And it's going to be global for them because, like, they're not even going to probably all live in this country. So think about the magnitude of how important this is in the kingdom perspective, because that's what motivates people like Jerry and I to do what we're doing and has motivated the lead gift team. I mean, it was about 25 to 30 families that committed over $1 million to this campaign. And I'm telling you, they didn't do it because they're into bricks and mortar, right? Some of us live in condos. So they did it because they knew how important this ministry was and that this step, this capital campaign, was really about positioning this church for ministry today and in the future. So please join us. Please pray about this. Make this an act of worship for you to be part of this campaign. We know it's a sacrifice to give over and above what you're already committing to the ministry here, but I firmly believe God is going to bless you for your faithfulness in leaning into this with us. So thank you so much. As I said, pledge cards and brochures are back there at the back. There's also steering committee people, Lainey, Dick Winfield, Jerry, I, Tony. If you have questions about this, please feel free to look one of us up. We'll do our very best to answer them. Thank you. Yeah, the boxes in the next couple of weeks for you to put pledge cards in. We'll have those back there probably on those high tops, or you can always just give your pledge to Jerry or I. We'll see that they get in a box. Thanks.
All right, I'd like to bless you all with a benediction, so please stand this morning as we bless you as you leave. Lord, we look backwards and we see chapters and chapters of faithfulness. Stretching all the way back to you calling a people to yourself. And we're humbled that we are a volume in that grand narrative. We look forward, and even though the world seems bleak and challenging right now, we know how the book ends, and it ends with your glory and a restored creation and everybody worshiping the name of Jesus. Help us be another chapter in that long saga, helping us get ever closer to your reign and rule being on this earth as it is in heaven. We bless every single person here, all of those who have considered this community to be a place that they connect with you. We bless them in your name, Jesus, to prayerfully consider what their participation, what their contribution to this chapter will be. We bless them in Jesus' name for leaving a legacy of faithfulness, just like those before us have, just like those after us will continue to do. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Christ's name, and God's people said, amen. Go in peace, church. We bless you.